After Lord Nrsingadev killed Hiranyakasipu, he was still furious. His rage did not subside. And so many great sages and demigods had assembled, but they were all afraid to approach Nrsingadeva. And finally, they requested Prahlad, and Prahlad spoke many beautiful prayers that are instructive and relevant. One of the prayers was, he told Lord Nrsingadeva that even saintly persons take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. And the purport of the verse is that Lord Nrsingadeva might have been upset because he had killed Prahlad's father. So he thought Prahlad or others might be upset with him. And so Prahlad reassured him that even saintly persons take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. Srila Prabhupada has told us that he did not have so much personal association with his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But once he visited him in Mayapur, and there was a snake, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta ordered that the snake be killed. And Srila Prabhupada was surprised that, oh, Guru Maharaj ordered the snake to be killed. And then when he came across the verse, he realized, oh yes, what Guru Maharaj did was bona fide, authorized. Many years later, Srila Prabhupada entered into an agreement to buy some land in Juhu, Bombay, and the landlord was a demon. I spoke on the subject in Los Angeles. And afterwards, my godbrother Virabahu Prabhu told me that I wasn't very happy when you used the word demon because it seemed very harsh. But after hearing the story in detail, I agree. He was a demon. I'm telling you this because I don't have time or energy or blessings, probably, to tell the whole story. But just take it on faith. He was a demon. Now, he basically had taken Srila Prabhupada's money and was supposed to have given Srila Prabhupada the conveyance of the land, but he didn't. And Srila Prabhupada said, either you give us the land or give us the money, but you can't keep both. But he was keeping both. And, you know, it was, you know, diplomatic. You know, it's like Kamsa was also diplomatic. But things sort of reached a head when he came to visit Srila Prabhupada once. And at that stage, he was very agitated, the landlord, very agitated. And he asked to speak to Srila Prabhupada without any of the disciples being present. And he was a very volatile person. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada agreed. He sent all the disciples out. And Mr. Nair just dropped all the politeness. And yes, this is a very important point, that from the very beginning, Srila Prabhupada had some doubt about how the whole transaction would go. And so he brought the deities of Radha and Krishna, Radha and Rasavi, Radha Rasavihari, onto the property, thinking possession is 9/10 of the law. So, Mr. Nair came in that time. All the devotees left the room. And he started shouting at Srila Prabhupada and saying that you are just a trespasser. And Srila Prabhupada said, it's not a question of me. Radha and Krishna are there. And it is not up to me. I cannot move them. And at that point, Mr. Nair, almost like Hiranyakasipu, he shouted, then I will break your Krishna. And he stormed out of the room. It was horrible. Some time passed, and I was out preaching, and the system, if you want to call it the system, is that there are vendors who display magazines and newspapers on the sidewalk. So I was walking on the sidewalk. I didn't usually pay much attention, but somehow my eyes fell on a newspaper. And there was a huge banner headline in big, bold letters referring to the landlord. A. B. Nair is dead. He actually owned that newspaper. And it had a, you know, big picture of his face. And within my heart, I felt happy. I felt happy. But I checked myself because, you know, we're trying to be saintly persons. And I was thinking, is this appropriate for a saintly person to, but I literally felt like dancing right there at Metro Cinema. And so this doubt remained in my mind. But that's how I felt, but I wasn't sure. Then, one of our friends, a very nice couple, Dr. and Mrs. Singhal, they wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter in And Srila Prabhupada wrote back, "It is understood that the demon Nair is dead. Even Prahlad Maharaj said that even saintly persons take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed." So then I got my answer that it was bona fide. It was bona fide. So but there's more to it. At the time, one of the leaders of the society, a member of the governing body, was visiting Bombay. And he phoned Srila Prabhupada. I didn't have that relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Or I didn't have that. Anyway. So he phoned Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was taking his massage. He didn't come to the phone. So the devotee gave the message to Prabhupada's servant to tell Prabhupada that Mr. Nair had died suddenly of a heart attack. So then a couple of years later, I found out what had happened on the other end of the phone call to Australia. The servant delivered the message, and Srila Prabhupada folded his hands and said, "Thank you, Lord Nrisimhadev." And then he, I think, said that I was praying for this. Yeah. And then he said, because he was giving too much trouble to the devotees. So you see the importance of devotees. Nrisimhadev appeared. Yes, we, as His Holiness Satchinandan Swami so correctly quoted, "Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge." That the Lord appears to protect the devotees, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish the principles of religion. But he actually does have agents who can kill the demons. But it's really to save his devotees and please his devotees that he appears. And in this case, taking it that Lord Nrisimhadev appeared. Now we want Lord Nrisimhadev to enter our hearts in a favorable mood. But it seems that he attacked Mr. Nair's heart in an angry mood to please his devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and in a way to deliver the devotees of his devotee from Mr. Nair's tyranny. So, in those days, things were pretty clear. The demons were on the outside. Now, So many years later, we realize it's not so simple. There are demons on the inside too. But we can pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to kill. There are beautiful prayers by Prahlad Maharaj in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He prays to Lord Nrisimhadev to kill our demonic desires for fruitive work in this world. So, when we recite these prayers, how Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakasipu, we can also think, let him also kill my demonic desires. Shila Tanka Nakalais, as Prabhupada described it when he taught these prayers to the devotees in Los Angeles, that his nails were like a stone cutting chisel. And sometimes our hearts, my heart, it's like stone. So we need that stone cutting chisel of Lord Nrisimhadev's nails to crush that stone like obstacle and manifest himself in his loving mood as the protector of his devotees. I like being in this position between His Holiness Satchinanda Swami and His Holiness Ritatpaja Swami, because I feel protected. Without the protection of the Lord's devotees, I could stray this side or that side, but having both of them next to me, I'm forced to stay on the right path. And I pray to always be protected by the Lord's devotees and by their mercy, the Lord's mercy follows. Hare Krishna. So we have four more minutes.
No, we are...
No, I heard 9:07.
27 minutes.
I'm sure I heard 9:07. All right, well, I definitely don't want to lose whatever blessings I might have, so... let's end by saying... Nrisimha Bhagavan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mahaprasad ki jai, Nitai Gaur Prema ki
jai, Swami Maharaj ki jai, Swami Maharaj.